USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
If we have to close down the country over border security, I actually like that.
After President Trump clashes with Democratic congressional leaders in the Oval Office yesterday on the issue of wall funding, Republican Senator Mike Lee says he's not concerned that the president has said he'd be willing to shut the government down over that issue.
Because of the fact that he said, I'm willing to shoulder it, he's putting it squarely on them to say, I'm not joking, I'm not going to blink, and this is what you're dealing with. And I actually think it's going to work well for him.
The border wall funding tied to efforts to get a new funding bill for the government as the current funding bill runs out on December 21st. A manhunt continues after France's interior minister confirms three people killed and a dozen hurt in a shooting near a Christmas market in Strasbourg. That shooter is known to authorities. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More do it.
President Trump's former lawyer and longtime so-called fixer, Michael Cohen, is to find out today whether he'll be going to prison. Cohen will be sentenced after pleading guilty to tax and financial violations after telling federal prosecutors that President Trump directed him to break campaign finance laws in 2016. On another front, the president says it is time to revise sentencing and prison laws in America. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Bowing to pressure from members of his own party, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he will schedule a floor vote on a bill to overhaul the nation's federal sentencing laws. Texas Republican John Cornyn.
We finally realized that being smart on crime is more important than just being tough on crime. And by that, I mean that people who go to prison get out of prison. And the question is, are they going to be better prepared than when they went in, when they come out?
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Verizon's cutting its workforce by over 10,000. The telecommunications giant saying 10,400 workers will be leaving at the end of this month, in March or in June. Workers who've accepted buyout offers totaling up to 60 weeks' pay as well as bonus and benefits. John Clemens of USA Radio News has a report now on how life is beginning to return to near normal in parts of Mosul, Iraq's second largest city. Though on the west side, it's an entirely different story.
Sections of West Mosul remain in ruin, as many Iraqis claim they will never return to their homes after suffering under ISIS. In a teleconference in Baghdad, Army Colonel Jonathan Byron spoke about the progress in East Mosul.
In Mosul, where the brutal rule of ISIS denied many the basic right of an education, now thousands of students are returning to recently opened schools. Businesses are reopening where rubble once stood, and over 4 million displaced Iraqis have returned to their homes of origin.
I'm John Clemens.
And the Loose Change restaurant near Clemson University in South Carolina is responding to student pressure to change a menu item. They had described their Tijuana chicken sandwich as being big enough to feed a caravan, and they said it was built high enough and that it was so good it ought to be illegal. The restaurant has apologized and is changing its menu. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.